morning, Catholic Archdiocese of Boston. Father Jones speaking.
Yes, hello. I was calling about this this whole mess with the priests, you know, molesting young boys and the church paying hush money. I mean, this is all very disturbing to me, Father.
Well, it's just hearsay right now. We really don't have proof of any of this.
What do you mean? I mean, it's been in the papers all over the country, you know. They pretty much admitted that they've paid hush money to shut up the families. They moved the priests from here to there like the goddamn witness protection program.
They get moved because they asked to get transferred to other places, family reasons.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's what that is. I mean, you look, I've been reading the papers. You're trying to tell me that there's no priests in the Catholic religion molesting little boys.
Well, that might be so. That it could happen. I can't say that it couldn't, but
it does happen.
Well, it might be an isolated case. It's not all the time, I don't believe.
Look, why are so many so-called men of God fucking young boys?
Archdiocese of Boston, Father Jones.
Yes,
speaking.
Arthur, we seem to have been disconnected. You know, I think the problem is the Ten Commandments. They're not specific enough.
Explain, sir.
We need a special Catholic version with an 11th commandment.
What would that be?
Thou shalt not fuck little boys. Yes, I had a question for you.
Go ahead.
Yes, the rosary beads my priest gave me look suspiciously like anal beads.
Anal beads? What's
up with that?
I have no idea what anal beads are.
Well, you don't say. Well, let me explain. You see, you take these beads and you shove it up your head.
Goodbye.
Hello. Come on, only $5.99 a minute.